7BR Part Heard.
Hello and welcome to 7BR's 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Eleanor Day, Chambers paralegal, and here on the Part Heard podcast, we've spent the last 6 months traversing the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. Now, as we near the end of this most unusual of years, we're taking the opportunity for reflection. So each day for the next 12 days, a different member will discuss a 2020 case of theirs in a sort of legal advent calendar. Today, David Omani is here to speak about the landmark repatriation agreement between Jersey, Nigeria, and the USA, which was secured earlier this year. David is the head of the offshore and international team in Chambers, and his practice ranges across money laundering and criminal fraud, civil and commercial law, arbitration, domestic and international financial regulation, and international crime. He's been called to the bar in Australia, the Dubai International Finance Centre, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. David is on the list of counsel at the International Criminal Court and the Special Tribunal for Lebanon in The Hague, has acted successfully for the UK government in the European Court of Human Rights, and is on the SFO's A panel for Proceeds of Crime Act cases.
This was a case that I've been involved in since 2001, so nearly 20 years. I first drafted the notices for the banks to produce documents when I was a pupil. And I've taken the case from there all the way through to negotiating the asset sharing agreement this year. At the time that the United States Department of Justice became involved, it was the largest kleptocracy forfeiture action the United States had ever done. It demonstrates, it seems to me, that the system of cooperation in fighting against serious offshore corruption and financial crime actually works if you put your mind to it. So what was the case about? Well, as some of you may know, General Abacha was the president of Nigeria until 1998. He and his family stole, on one estimate, about $3 billion United States dollars. After he died, the sums were so enormous that the international communities decided to do something about it. And there was a coordinated effort by all those jurisdictions in which money had been found. And the monies that this case, this part of the case was concerned with, and I was involved in several other linked cases, was just a theft from the Central Bank of Nigeria. General Abacha's son turned up with some of his friends and during the night and literally took out cash and traveler's checks in boxes and transferred them to his house. And when his house became too full, he began to transfer the money out of Nigeria. And he did that through the United States banking system and into Europe. And as those of you who are listening know about dollar transactions, all banking transactions in US dollars have to pass through the US financial system. And the money through several attempts to mislead banks eventually ended up in Jersey. And in 2003, we applied to extradite one of the Abacha money launderers. He was arrested in Texas and was returned to Nigeria. And then this action was commenced in 2007 by the United States Department of Justice on the basis that all criminal money that passes through the U.S. financial system can be forfeit to the U.S. government, and then the U.S. government can enforce those judgments throughout the world. We had extended litigation in Jersey challenging the enforcement action, including an application for permission to appeal to the Privy Council. Those were all rejected. And this last year, 2020, the money went back to Nigeria via the United States, and we negotiated an asset sharing agreement under which the use of the monies will be monitored by an external accountant and by civil society organizations. So in summary, a very interesting case, one that shows that the system does work if you put your mind to it.
Thank you for listening to 7BR's 12 Days of Christmas. For more information and to listen to all our previous episodes, please visit our website.